How do you start this thing?
Howdy.
That's how you start it.
Yeah.
You just give it a
howdy,
nice
howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good.
Yes. Welcome, guys, to our second episode of Sip On This. I'm your host, Bianca.
I'm Naj.
And I'm Huss.
So, have you guys seen Mr. Beast recently with Shopify?
Yeah, I have three kids and I'm very familiar with Mr. Beast at the moment. So I was really surprised when I started seeing an affiliation with Shopify, something we've worked with for like, you know, at least a decade now.
Yeah. He's massive and like his videos are millions of dollars to do pretty much. Like they cost so much money and Shopify sponsors
them. Production costs,
So they must have massive budget, first of all.
To
sponsor him is crazy. And I only kind of just saw them recently blow up, Shopify, whilst you guys have worked with them for ages. But I feel like in, you know, the younger generation and people who are on social media, they didn't even know what Shopify really was if you don't have an e-commerce site until like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So Shopify kind of pioneered the whole concept of being able to open up an e-commerce store really rapidly.
Yeah.
So the difference between Shopify, which is like a hosted sort of solution, they take care of the hosting, they take care of the back end. You don't have to buy any software. You sign up to it. It's, you know, you can start off really affordably and you can get up and running really quickly. There's other software around, but they really understood that concept and pioneered that concept when moving from traditional systems, like, you know, we had Magento and there was always WooCommerce and sort of custom applications. So that's where the whole thing started, with them sort of becoming popular. And people were able to really easily set up e-commerce stores and sort of launch their business online really quickly. So I'm not surprised it's sort of blown up now. And there's amazing applications for it. There's amazing sort of tools and features, and it can really scale with your business. So yeah, it's definitely no surprise someone like Mr. Beast hooked up with it.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit weird when you see that.
Of course.
You know, knowing that, oh, this is the guy my kids watch, you
of
know,
course.
And then, wow, he's part of the Shopify.
This is something you use every
something
single
we've
day.
We've been doing in the agency for such a long time. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's crazy. I think for me, it's more like, why has Shopify blown up so recently?
Yeah. So look, one of the main reasons, again, is that it's very easy to get up and running. And it's, you know, there's different levels to Shopify, right? So a lot of small businesses will start up doing it themselves without going traditionally to a web developer or agency like us. And Shopify makes that easy because they offer things like free templates and you don't have to outlay a lot of money. You can start off with a low monthly fee.
It's subscription-based.
Yeah, it's a subscription-based.
It's not self-managed, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely. And you start off basically with a free theme or a really affordable theme and you build onto your store then.
Yeah, right.
That can catch people out sometimes because people think it is easy and you don't need professional support. So it depends on the level of your business and where you are at. Huss, you can probably have a chat about in terms of how easy it is to get Shopify up and running in terms of like getting an actual store up, you know, getting themes and sort of bits and pieces like that. But there's a lot more to it, right? You know, there's...
There's a lot more to think about prior to that, right? Because you need to think about all the terms of how you're going to basically run a store.
Yep. Pricing. Right.
Policies.
Yeah, who you're selling to.
Yep.
Make sure you have, you know, images and sort of things like that. You can't just click a button and...
Yeah, we all think we can. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. So maybe let us know, Huss, from your point of view. Obviously, you sort of lead our creative and our development team. What does it take to put up a Shopify store, say from a small business perspective? How easy is it for them to set up, and what are the drawbacks? What are the challenges? Where do people like us sort of come in, you know, at a later stage?
Yeah, so once they know or do have a product that they do want to sell and they go ahead and basically come and we push them towards Shopify, there's an option of, when it comes to themes, for example, right, is that you're picking between a free option or a purchased more sort of custom theme. The free options are great only because it's just simple. You can sell a product straight away, but you more so want to push people towards a purchased theme. And they're built by Shopify experts. That's great. Cool. They're more polished designs. You have, when you do the deep dive into actually looking to which theme to purchase, you have the options of more customized and enhanced product pages.
Yeah, cool.
So you can sell the product a lot better with like FAQs, for example. You just want to ensure that that, you know, those sorts of modules are available with the theme that you're purchasing.
Yeah.
It's very important to have a look at that. If you were able and have the budget for a more custom theme, you'd go towards a Shopify expert themselves or an agency, which will basically build a website a lot more better for CRO in terms of your buyer personas.
Yeah. And that's what we do, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So when you get to that sort of certain level where you've outgrown the basic sort of, you know, the freebie sort of segment, you know, we look at it sort of holistically. We're tying in the web development along with your marketing, and we sort of plan it out from there. But in terms of the available themes, they do have different themes matching the type of businesses that you do, right?
So yeah, definitely. So
animal sort of products, or if you're a more of a tech sort of website, you can get sort of different themes that sort of match.
So you can go to the marketplace, and there's a category selection on the left-hand side which suits the different sectors that you work in, and you know, you can go ahead and use one of those. Or you can select one when you start to just look at the features, as I said before, with the FAQs on a product page. It doesn't have to relate to your sort of business. It's just more so you want to look at the functionality that's available there, because you can always customize the content and colors. Mm. But also keep in mind, when you do customize the purchase themes, you don't want to over customize and go into the development side of things too much, because it can become a problem later in the future when you want to upgrade the theme, etc.
What about taking a step further before you do that? How do you recommend sort of businesses start by getting images of their products? Like, should they be sort of consistent backgrounds? Should they hire a photographer to take images? Like, what are you?
Yeah, just not them.
There's nothing worse than going to an online store and seeing different products shot in different ways.
It doesn't look,
different
it doesn't quality feel good of imagery. Either. Yeah.
No, it's the worst. It looks really tacky, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have, you know, the money there to kind of spend into photography, there's different ways you can do things. You can use your phone camera, ensure that, you know, you can use lamps or those sorts of things, set up nice lighting in the area and be consistent with that sort of angle, the lighting, and always take your product shot. That's just one example, right?
It also looks good too. It looks so visually appealing when everything on a website is just smooth and consistent. It just, I mean, I'd rather buy from someone that looks like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you're in a social media world. If someone shares a link with you, hey, check out this product.
Yeah.
What's your first impression, right?
Exactly.
Oh, this looks pretty crap.
If it doesn't
or this
look
looks
great.
Pretty awesome, professional.
Exactly. And I guess those things like
first impressions are going
to count. Photos are the way that people choose things these days anyway. Yeah. So if you haven't been able to display your product very well through a photo and all through the website, people are just going
to click
off.
If you do struggle to take a photo of product, if you don't have the product available yet because you've ordered the product from overseas or whatsoever, there's the option of doing mock-ups, right? So you get a 3D renderer to basically grab your label, your branding, et cetera, whack it into a 3D model and we've done that many times here.
Yeah, yeah. What about, Shopify takes on the model of like, you know, Apple when the iPhone came out, there's an app for everything, right? And some of the challenges back in the day where you had to custom develop things, you want cool reviews on the website, you know, you had to custom develop that, you'd spend months developing, and reviews sort of comes up a lot. And I think you've worked hard with a few good sort of review plugins. You would definitely recommend something like that for people starting out to sort of get that social proof right in the consumer's face?
Definitely. So they definitely help with CRO. So, for example, Luke's is the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
That one's great because it's so easy to integrate onto a Shopify store. It is paid. However, a lot of the Shopify apps are paid. But there's also beneficial ones that are free. With Luke's, it gives you that functionality to do things such as, you know, ask people to leave reviews. When they do leave reviews, you can give them an extra discount as an incentive for leaving
customers
a review.
Customers love that.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of big brands like Sephora does it. They give you money back so you can use it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I would leave a review
you
for some dollars back.
You can provide referral keys, et cetera.
You can program it in many sort of different ways. You can have sort of different concepts, reward people for referring people to your store. And a lot of these things you can actually set up very easily with Shopify yourself. And that's one of the reasons why it is so popular as well, because people without a lot of sort of traditional sort of development knowledge can really get these sort of advanced features where, like, you know, a few years ago, that was kind of hard and expensive to do.
Yeah, right.
But now it's
it's all
with
in the one
help.
Platform.
Yeah, definitely. And it is quite easy to sort of get up and running.
Do you think it's beneficial for small businesses to do things like giving back to their customers from the beginning, even if they might not have sales coming through in yet? Do you think that using those kind of software to give that 5% back if they refer a friend or dollars for a review, do you think it's beneficial?
Definitely. I mean, you have to think about it. It's not just like, you know, Shopify sort of itself. You got to go back to old school marketing principles. You need to add value, right?
Definitely.
You need to build loyalty. You need to build your brand and you need to add value. So all those tools do, it just makes it easy for you to achieve those basic principles. So yeah, definitely add value to your customers, develop loyalty, look after your customers, you know, provide good support. Yeah, you can definitely use the Shopify tools to just to make that a lot easier to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's, I think people maybe forget that the very, very start of a business is when you need to be doing all of those things, when you need to be adding value, you need to be giving them a reason to come back to your store. And I think that Shopify allows you those opportunities to give that to your customers.
Definitely. Well, everything is really saturated no matter what. Yeah. It's very hard to be
every
like
market.
The only person who has like a unique product or service.
Unless you're some like inventor or something.
100%. So look, you've got the tools to your advantage. It's just a matter of doing the right things at the beginning to make sure that you have a sound business. You know, you've done your research, you've got your pricing model, you have a good product, you've figured out your back end, then you can use those sort of, you know, free tools and sort of affordable tools that Shopify has to offer to basically extend that out.
I think maybe from a small business perspective, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are looking into starting a small business or about to start one or have started one, what are your points from a marketing agency who works with so many e-commerce brands who are already established and international and national? What are your tips for them?
Yeah, I mean, I've got four sort of basic tips that'll be really cool to share. And look, this is assuming, again, that you have a good product, you've done your market research, you have a good price, you know who your audience are, you know, you've built the site, you've got your product imagery, right? So you're ready to go. So there's four key points which I think all businesses on Shopify need to consider and need to do right to set the right foundation so you can scale. So point number one would be getting your policies. It sounds boring, but you need to have
the boring stuff's important.
100%. Your e-commerce policies need to be in place. The tip number two that I'll talk about is tracking. So if you can't measure it, you don't know how well your business is doing. You actually probably don't know if you're making or losing money. Tip number three is setting up some type of basic automations. And I can talk a little bit further about that and what that is. And tip number four is being really accessible and offering alternate payment methods, which Shopify can sort of help. But also on top of that is making sure your products can connect to other marketplaces, such as eBay, such as Cash, such as getting things like Afterpay. So in terms of the policies, so not only from a legal perspective, you should have your refund policy, your shipping policy, your privacy policy, your general terms and conditions, but you will actually get banned when you try and advertise on Google, when you try and set up Afterpay, PayPal, any of those platforms where you really need. Your policies have to be very clear. They have to be in place. They have to have the correct information, your contact information. And we have had actually clients who started marketing and everything's well and good. They're sort of up and running. And then 20, 30 days into it, their Google shuts off.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's all sort of paused. And what's going on there is that the policies are not set up properly. And those external sort of channels really require that.
So when you say policies, you spoke about having like the terms and conditions and the refund stuff.
Yeah.
Is it okay for someone to steal someone else's policies?
I would say no. Okay. It's always good to maybe keep an eye out in case you've missed something. There are some free template generators out there and there are some really affordable legal services who've done all the research and they do provide you like a base refund policy.
So you don't need a lawyer necessarily?
Not necessarily to start, but I mean, if you are at that level, it's always good to get a legal professional to definitely check it out, but it's not 100% necessary. Yeah. You can start out. A lot of these templates are actually crafted by law firms who do thousands of these day in, day out. So what they've done is they've made it easy. They've set up templates, but you should get that and then modify. So maybe have a sneaky look at what the competitors are doing, but definitely don't rip it off.
Okay.
What about what most people do these days? Well, they'll grab it, chuck it on ChatGPT, change the names.
We all have our thoughts on ChatGPT.
I mean, look, hey, if you use the tool for your advantage, that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's you're going to be liable for whatever your website says. So
we will not be.
Definitely want lawyers looking over it.
Yeah, I think, look, if you're at that level, but look, you can definitely start by using one of those accessible sort of law firms who sort of templatize those templates and shoot them out there.
Definitely.
Yeah. So look, second point, tracking. Right. And in terms of tracking, this is a massive one for our agency. We're actually really renowned for getting tracking set up right, because it's actually hard to do now with privacy issues, with Facebook and sort of bits and pieces like that. It's hard to get the tracking right. But from the day you start, you need to make sure your tracking is correct. So every dollar you spend on marketing, every deal you make, every channel that you invest in, you know exactly what that's generating. In terms of tracking as well, you should have a baseline of profitability for your numbers. So the reason why I bring that up, again, we had a client sort of advertising, doing quite well, numbers looking good, tracking's all sorted. They were offering free shipping to very expensive products.
People love free shipping.
People love free shipping, and that's a basic sort of path to sort of shoot for. But the fact that they were offering free shipping and the shipping was always variable was actually eating so much into their margin that it was almost unsustainable, basically. Yeah. Shopify will take a percentage of your credit card fees. PayPal will take double that. If you're on Afterpay, they're going to take a huge percentage as well. So all these external channels, Catch and eBay, they're all going to take up to 10, 12, 13%.
Wow.
So you need to make sure that's factored in to what your profit margin's in. If you're making 100, if you're buying a product for $100 and selling it for $150, you haven't made $50 profit. You've made $50 minus your what the ads cost you, minus what the credit card processing cost you, if they purchased it through Afterpay, minus their fee. So businesses really have to understand that and get that right from the beginning. Otherwise, their bank balance isn't going to match what
they're... Yeah, it might seem like they're getting heaps of orders, but necessarily, like, or there's all this stuff happening in the background that you haven't factored in.
And that's why it's important to set that up from the beginning, because if you do blow up and scale, it's extremely costly to fix that later. So you fix it when you're small, when you're starting out, and then you've got a really good pathway to grow.
So there's no surprise fees later on, and you're not like, oh my gosh, I thought I was doing well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Third tip is basic automations. And what I mean by that, again, this is a feature that used to be really expensive to do back in the day. But you've all seen, I'm sure you've experienced, you've bought something online, you've left something in the shopping cart.
Oh, yeah.
You've either purposely done it or you've left
for... Bit of a shopaholic over here.
And then what happens later?
I get an email saying, you've left these poor little things in your cart. And I'm like,
here's 10%.
Here's a 10% discount. And then I'm like, all right, fine.
So we call that an abandoned cart sequence, right? And that's something that Shopify can do for free, basic, out of the box. Very easy. You can build the automations. Now, for our clients, we've built some really extensive, like, you know, over-the-top complicated sequences. But when you're starting out, get the basics right.
Yeah.
Just get your abandoned cart sequence. Someone makes it to your site. They put in their details. They click the checkout button.
They're clearly very interested.
100%. But then they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Incentivize them so you get that second chance of making
Because there's so many factors why they might not want to.
Yeah.
Could be price, could be shipping, it could be like, oh, maybe I just can't afford it this month, or you don't have Afterpay or something.
Simply they got a phone call and they forgot.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a really important
People need to be reminded a lot these days.
Definitely. So that's tip number three. Look, my last tip is it's a saturated market. It's hard to make a dollar these days. Make it as easy as possible and sell with as many payment methods as you can. So Shopify will offer credit card processing, but a lot of people prefer to pay by PayPal. So make sure you go and set up a PayPal. They feel safer. PayPal offers insurance and things like that. Just consider the fees they're charging you. Also, this, I know this is close to your heart.
Yeah, it is.
Afterpay. You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's my favorite.
yeah. So that's a really good idea as well, splitting up payments. And there's other ones like Zip and sort of Hum and bits and pieces. Again, from a retailer point of view, make sure you can afford to pay those margins if you do get sales. But that opens up the door for a lot of people who maybe cannot afford to buy your product with one transaction.
Yeah.
So that's all good. There are a lot of free things that you can do as well. Connect your site to Google Merchant Center. So this is
that pretty simple?
It is pretty simple. You can Shopify does a really good job connecting your store to Google Merchant Center through Facebook as well. So your products will actually feed on Google and they'll feed on Facebook.
I feel like people don't maybe know about stuff like that.
No, probably not. Or people think you have to pay.
Well, nowadays when you do go through this setup of Shopify on the main dashboard, you actually have steps.
Oh.
And that's one of the steps that gives you that.
So they make it pretty easy.
They do.
They're trying to help you as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a lot of the stuff that was really complex and misunderstood, and people like me and Huss were sort of building this custom back in the day. Shopify just makes that really easy now.
Yeah.
So I would take advantage of that. I would connect to Merchant Center, connect to Facebook, have a look at your payment methods, and maybe explore some marketplaces such as Amazon, such as eBay, such as Catch. We have a lot of clients who integrate with them, and Shopify can either directly or through a third-party app integrate with those stores. So you can list your products on eBay, for example, and someone buys a product on eBay, that'll feed into Catch. That'll feed into Shopify, and then you can process your sort of orders that way. So I would encourage people to have a think about those 4 points. Get the basics set up before you really start investing a lot of money in advertising, and then sort of going from there. It was just going to give you a nice foundation for you to scale and grow.
Yeah. Is there any instance where you would suggest to not use Shopify for any business?
Yeah, definitely. Some businesses are really complex and they need complex solutions. Some businesses also don't like the idea of paying a subscription service such as Shopify to host and basically own everything. So we have customers who choose to develop their own software, their own website with things like WooCommerce, which is WordPress's sort of version of e-commerce. Magento is a really enterprise sort of level. So it just depends on your needs.
Yeah.
I think for a small business, Shopify is very attractive because it's easy to get up and running.
Yeah.
You can also quickly test and fail. So if you do want to, test a product in the market, you can sign up to the subscription service, test your product. If you do all the basics and it doesn't work out, hey, and you've learned quick and you need to close it, you can do that.
Mm.
Where if you go in the custom development and you get a hosting server and either you buy software or use open source software, get developers like us to build it, that's an expensive setup.
Yeah.
So
it's more for people who have a budget, maybe.
I would definitely say it's more for that enterprise customer who cannot get what they want out of Shopify and they need to look at a really custom solution.
Mm. So those big brands, do they use Shopify, do you think?
Some do. So a major store like JB Hi-Fi, for example, they're on the Shopify platform. So they are on the more sort of enterprise version of Shopify. It's not the basic Shopify.
So it would have been
Shopify
developed and customized.
Yeah, they'd be working through an agency to develop their store and they would have custom modules and things like that built for it. But essentially they are on the Shopify platform.
Yep.
So it is not just for small business. There are enterprise solutions of Shopify, such as Shopify Plus. So you definitely can do that.
Yep.
But sometimes, people do decide, look, we want our own hardware and we want our own software and we want to custom develop it in another application. So it's just really up to the client and what they want to achieve.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically pretty much to get all your ducks in line, have good photography, all your stuff is consistent, choose a theme, work with a theme that works for your brand.
Definitely.
There's heaps of options to choose a theme that is already made for your particular area, whether it's like dog food or fashion or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you're doing. There's also like a thriving community online. So if you do sort of need help, there's a lot of documentation, there's forums, they're very good on social
media.
Sounds
like a lot of support.
The themes you purchase as well, they come with support. So you can always hit the developers there and ask them if you ever get
stuck.
Usually,
right, it's just an online chat. So
it's very easy.
Is it good to utilize? Do you feel like that support?
Definitely. You should utilize, it's definitely good.
Firstly, you don't want to over customize, but when you do get stuck on certain things or something isn't working correctly, just hit the support.
I think that's good. I think people maybe don't use support for things because they feel like it's going to take too long and maybe it's hard to understand. You know, support with someone next to you is so much easier than talking to someone online.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it sounds like Shopify is really there to help you actually get along to the website that you want.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. They've done a really good job at doing that. They've done a really good job with MrBeast at marketing
that. Yeah, crazy.
And look, if you do get up to a level where it's all a bit too much, obviously seek professional support.
Yeah.
Go to an agency, have a chat. Like us. Yeah, well, don't have to be us, but that would help.
I'm going
to
plug us.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, look, you know, like us, for example, we've been doing it for a very long time and understand the platform. Just make sure you're working with an actual Shopify partner, someone who has some experience. Yeah, and just you can get some help from that.
Mm. Is there anything that you should be looking out for in Shopify to avoid, or as a small business or as a business in general, that's maybe not good to utilize in the beginning? I'm not sure if there's any features that you should maybe avoid because it's too much going on your website.
I think start simple.
Yeah.
Start simple. Don't try and take over the world in your very first week. Start simple, right?
A lot of people want to.
And you'd always want to A/B test, right?
Yeah, test it. And that
test your sales skills, test your upsells, et cetera.
And you can always edit it later, right?
You can always edit it. It's actually the editing on your mobile phone is amazing.
So it's so easy just in your pocket.
It is actually, me personally, I find using Shopify on a mobile phone a lot faster than using it on a desktop. Especially
it's usually the other way around.
Especially for processing audits.
Wow.
Because the page doesn't load. It's really quick. They've done a really, really good job with allowing people. And we have some customers who are sort of very non-technical, like in the beauty sort of area, who actually, and they have a really large business, and they mainly run their business on Shopify using their mobile phones. They're always on the go.
So accessible.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so,
the best.
That's another huge benefit of Shopify that it's very easy to use on a mobile phone.
Yeah, I think people would I feel like people would use that and probably choose that because of that.
Definitely. But look, start simple. Don't overdo it. Get the basics done. Make sure your products are looking nice. Make sure you get your policies in place. Make sure people can pay you properly. Mm-hmm. Get your sort of tracking set up. Start small. Think about testing if things, and just measure and just continue to optimize from there.
Yeah, I think they were great tips.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Really good tips.
I tried my best.
I think that it's a really simple but effective way to help people who are in that stage where they're like, I don't even know what to do. Yeah. I might like the look of a theme, but then it's like, oh, what the heck do I do after this?
Yeah.
You know?
There's
so many things that you're meant to do when you start a business, and I think maybe making sure that you have a good website and a good visual to show people like, hey, this is my product, go buy it, is such a good stepping stone for them for confidence and, you know, to start the business. So, yeah, they were great tips.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Glad you liked it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us for our episode of Sip on This. Thanks for joining me today, guys. It was a good chat. Thank you. Information today about Shopify. So if you're a small business, remember to get those four tips in line before you start. It's very, very interesting stuff. If you guys want to catch our next episode, remember to subscribe and follow us on all our social media platforms, and we'll catch you at the next episode. Bye.
See ya.
See ya.